We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill.
The Minnesota Vikings have traded the 25th pick to the San Francisco 49ers. With the 25th pick in the 2020 NFL Draft, the San Francisco 49ers select Brandon Ayuk, wide receiver, Arizona State.
Ah, Roger Goodell, that was the pandemic draft. The pandemic draft.
We were on air.
Yeah, we were on air. I was on it. Yeah.
And then we got Roxy Bernstein to come on.
We got Roxy Bernstein.
Please explain.
That's right. Thank you, Offset. That was Roger Goodell.
Thank you, Offset.
Thank you, Offset.
The moment of the draft.
Thank you, Offset.
And then he got all liquored up.
No. And then when everybody started booing, he started looking at the screen. Come on, louder.
I thought that was the moment he went from heel to babyface.
Nah, he did. He became likable or lovable, depending on what you said. He'll be up there in Detroit as it is draft day. That's right. Oh, baby. Good morning to everybody out there, overnight dancers. It is your day, baby. New draft picks with new money. People are going to get their life changed today by a team in the NFL. And will the Niners actually make the pick at 31, or will they make the move? As we say, good morning to everybody out there. Good morning to everybody on YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal first class money market today. You can now download the Odyssey app directly from our YouTube and Twitch pages. As we've added the QR code on both pages, the Xfinity Mobile text line. Shout out to our friends at Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. If you're going to call it to the roast, you better bring it, because if you don't, you will be flushed. Brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. Mike Florida is going to join us at 8 o'clock. Dave Fleming, 8:30. But we're going to be heavy draft today. So the NBA playoffs yesterday. Maybe a quick thing. OKC. Oh, my gosh. Is that the future of this league? Holy smokes. Those boys are balling. What a game for them last night. What a game for the Miami Heat. But it is draft day.
Hawkins is hitting. Real quick on the Miami Heat before you get into the draft. I'm watching Tyler Hero. And I would love your opinion on this, because Miami fans were done with Tyler Hero for a variety of reasons. The team felt like they were done with Tyler Hero for a variety of reasons. They were going to trade him for Dame Lillard. That was what they wanted to do. Now, Dame, I don't know what ended up happening. The GM didn't want to trade him to Miami. Maybe Dame didn't want to go to Miami originally. I don't remember exactly what the particulars were. But everybody and their mothers was ready to send Tyler Hero to Mars. And seeing him do what he did yesterday, felt a lot like the Jordan Poole, you know, where everyone was ready to throw Jordan Poole away. Let's get whatever we can for Jordan Poole. It's like a year later, I'm sitting here, I was like, well, we're going to lose Chris Paul for nothing. Now, I know there's all these financial dominoes and whatever, but for whatever reason, I'm watching Tyler Hero yesterday, B, and instantly I started thinking about Jordan Poole, whether that's fair or not, because we kept comparing him, Maxey, Jordan Poole, because they all got their extensions around the same time.
So it makes you upset that Jordan Poole is no longer here?
Not upset. It's just like, It's so random how sports works. Like, that guy was going to be dealt in any deal with anyone that was going to deal him. And he has a game like he did last night. And it's one game. It doesn't, you know, mean that the contract was worth it or that they're happy with him long term or whatever. But 14 assists and whatever, 25 points. Right. And, you know, Jaime Jaquez is hitting threes. They're rookie. And Hightower's hitting threes. Our boy DeLon Wright's hitting threes. It was, I don't know. Watching Miami do what they did. Martin hitting threes.
Yeah.
I just.
Yeah, Jordan Poole. I mean, it's, you know. It had to be done.
You don't see the connection that I'm making?
No, I see the connection. I talk about it all the time. Like, with Max, because it was Maxi,
yes.
Hero, and in back-to-back days or, you know, 2 days, 3 nights, you see Maxi, he's taking another step. You see Tyler Hero take another step. And I'm sorry, you go look at Jordan Poole since March 1st. He got his game right. He got better. He ended the season on a high note. So I wouldn't close the book on Jordan Poole. That's something we're going to monitor. It was funny, you asked me last week, who won that trade, Chris Paul or Jordan Poole? And I say, you got to wait 3 years. Got to wait 4 years. Got to see what Jordan Poole does with the Wizards or on his next team. So a guard who can dribble, drive, penetrate, create for others, create his own shot, that's valuable. And the Warriors missed that this year. There's no doubt about that. They missed that. I'm watching OKC, SGA putting on the show, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Jalen Williams putting on the show, guys who could dribble, drive, penetrate, and create for others, including Josh Giddey. That is the league. Athleticism, quickness. Jordan Poole had that. Maxey has that. Tyler Hero has that. The Warriors got a lot of work to do, but, you know, we'll see what happens with this offseason, man. By the way, I was thinking about this.
What's that?
With the whole Laker thing, a LeBron thing.
What Laker, LeBron
thing? No, just, you know, a lot of people, I'm seeing the memes with, you know, The Last Dance, KD, LeBron, and Steph Curry in a Warriors uniform, and you see it all this stuff, right?
Old guys reunite to try to take one last championship?
Sure, we'll end up like the Houston Rockets with Hakeem, Barkley, Scottie Pippen, and Clyde Drexler.
Like, or we end up like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in 2020.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to happen. You see, you watch a KD?
Gronk and Tom Brady.
Suns have KD and the T-Wolves have Jaden McDaniels.
well, I'm
that's, you could just see it. It's a young man's league. It's a young man's league. And so how do the Warriors get younger? But by the way, the Lakers, if they want to trade Anthony Davis, I'm all ears. Anthony Davis clearly doesn't want to play with Darvin Ham. Clearly doesn't want to play for him.
That means Darvin Ham's out the door.
I was going to say, are you insinuating the Lakers would keep Ham over Anthony Davis?
Yeah, I am insinuating that. Come on, GD Bus.
I like green eggs and ham.
You know, they got KD, but we got Jaden McDaniels.
That's such a great drop. That's such a great drop. But it is draft day, Shasky. And this is the eighth NFL draft for John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan. Their eighth NFL draft together. And it's gone by. I mean, it feels like 3 years. Can you remember their first draft ever? Well, we're at the Fox Theater of Spadoni. And Shasky, I know you were watching that draft. And it's, you know, the Niners on the clock at number two. They trade down with the Chicago Bears and go to number three. And the first ever pick for Shanahan and Lynch became Solomon Thomas. It was Solomon Thomas. And they had a lot of misses in that draft. Whether Solomon Thomas, Reuben Foster, Kelly Witherspoon, C.J. Beathard, Joe Williams, Trent Taylor, Adrian Colbert. But they did find George Kittle. They did find DJ Jones.
Adrian Colbert was ahead. He started for you for 1 year. He's a seventh-round pick.
It was all right. It was all right.
Okello was kind of a...
The guys who popped was George Kittle, fifth-round, and DJ Jones, sixth-round. They were okay.
Like fifth and sixth and seventh-rounders, if they start for you for a year or two,
yeah, that's fine.
You've done pretty well.
Okay, fine, fair.
But whatever.
Fair. The next year, you get Fred Warner.
Yeah, that's...
He's a generational talent.
Yeah, grand slam.
You know, grand slam. So they've got Nick Bosa. They've got Deebo Samuel. They've had some hits. They've had some misses.
How do you evaluate the Mike McGlinchey from that draft?
Didn't pan out well, but he gave you 5 years. It's a whiff in the grand scheme of things, but you know what? He got paid. And did he kill you?
No.
He didn't kill you.
It's just terrible value where they got him, given all the guys around him. But, yeah, I know. I'm just curious.
You know, I mean, you needed the right tackle. They identified the right tackle. I don't think I was – at the time of the pick, I wasn't angry about it. I was like, Derwin James was there, but whatever.
But I didn't like trading Trent Brown at the time.
Yeah, Trent Brown was good. You know, he ends up winning the Super Bowl with the Patriots. But you know what? The Niners were able to have success despite the pick. But you look at all these picks, and as we enter today – and they have the number 31 pick in the first round. And today's the first round. It starts at 5 p.m., Shasky. And we have the Brandon Ayuk rumors. Will he stay? Will he go? Will the Niners trade him? Will they move up? Will they go after Brian Thomas Jr. from LSU? Will they go try to get the Mitchell kid from Texas? What are they going to do with the line? What are they going to do? But I guess my question is to start the show, 888-957-9570. With everything going on with Brandon Ayuk and everything going on with Brock Purdy and possibly resetting the quarterback market next season, and you see this team lose in Las Vegas in the Super Bowl, but considering where they were in 2017 to where the 49ers are now, that was an expansion team. Now they're one of the powers in the NFL. Has Lynch and Shanahan earned your trust to make decisions like trading Brandon Ayuk? At the end of the day, do you trust Lynch and Shanahan to make the right play, to make the right decision? They have a lot of evidence that prove that we should trust them, Shasky.
I mean, I think they've earned the benefit of the doubt. And I would say, for my money, the biggest move that they made was sticking to their gut and staying with Brock Purdy and trading away Trey Lance and moving off Jimmy Garoppolo and riding with Brock Purdy coming off of that elbow injury. You know, that a lot of different teams, I think, would have reverted back to going to somebody else because you drafted him, somebody else like Jimmy who was a winner. I mean, people forget before Jimmy got injured and before Brock came on, there was an argument Jimmy was playing his best ball at the time after making that trade for CMC. So I think they've clearly earned the benefit of the doubt. They're one of the high-level teams in the NFL. You know, even if I just take away 2019, right, just look what they've done the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they've done a great job utilizing their compensation to get proven players. But now is the time that they need to utilize their draft compensation to move up to get the right guys to fill out the rest of this roster. I think this is a monster day. Monster day for the organization.
With everything they've done in terms of free agent signings, in terms of the quarterback roulette, in terms of the decision to draft a Debo and draft a George Kittle and to pay George Kittle and to pay Debo Samuel and to pay Fred Warner, to trade Buckner, draft Kinlaw, to let DJ Jones walk, to let Kaywan walk, to let Jimmy Ward walk, to drafting Hufanga, to drafting Jair Brown. Has Lynch and Shanahan earned your trust out there, 49er fans? And at the end of the day, when I think about this Brandon Ayuk situation, because who knows what the hell is going to happen today, I think everything's on the table. I'm prepared for him to leave. I'm prepared to basically welcome in the draft compensation they could get for Brandon Ayuk. I've just got there. I don't want to trade him. I don't want to trade him. I want him here for a long, long time. I think he's been very, very good for the 49ers. But if they do trade him, I have to sit back, Shasky, and at the end of the day say, you know what? I trust Kyle Shanahan and I trust John Lynch to put together a football team that could compete at the highest level.
Haven't they done that? Like the last 2 years in particular, what has been the narrative around the league by the talking heads who do this nationally? The Niners have one of the most talented rosters on the planet. Hasn't that always been it?
I don't know what the national narrative is. I just look at it and say, yes, they do have one of the talented, most talented rosters out there.
I mean, they've got Pro Bowlers across the board, right? I mean, you know, forget the fullback because I know in a lot of teams don't have fullback. One of the best tight ends in the league. At the time, they had the two dynamic wide receivers that a lot of teams would love to have. I say 25-plus teams would love to have their combination of wide receivers. They got one of the best left tackles in the game. They got the best running back in the game, hands down. On defense, they've got arguably a top 3-4 defensive end, top 2 linebacker. They've got promising young safeties. They have a guy who had a monster year last year at cornerback in Charvarius Ward in terms of interceptions. I think they've got playmakers galore. Dre Greenlaw got hurt, but Dre Greenlaw and Fred Warner make one of the most nasty linebacker combinations of all time in a Niner uniform. So the way I'm looking at this is they have well exceeded how to build a roster. And now we could argue about all the missed draft picks. Every team misses draft picks, even the greatest of all greats. You look at all the teams, they're going to have misses left and right. But this one's a big one for them. Like they've kind of shifted the last 3 or 4 years and they've traded a lot of their compensation to get proven players. Now's the time they're going to go in the reverse direction, which is trade a proven player if they end up doing it. And they're going to have to hit on these draft picks. The Alex Smith trade comes to mind till I'm blue in the face. What sent Balky down a tailspin? Everyone goes, they drafted a bunch of ACL guys. Yeah, they did. And they also had a 3 or 4 draft picks from the Alex Smith trade. And they traded down into 5, and none of them materialized. Corey Lemonnier and all of you know, Carlos Hyde, none of them materialized. And that's why Balky's gone. They had a chip in Alex Smith. They traded it away. They turned it into a bunch of picks, and none of those picks materialized. You got to hit on picks.
With Shanahan and Lynch not hitting on a Trey Lance pick, I could see why a lot of people say, you know what, I don't trust John Lynch or Kyle Shanahan. If you move off Brandon Ayuk, a proven commodity, a 1,300-yard wide receiver, I could see why some fans may say, we don't trust Lynch and Shanahan to make the right decision. They've won in despite them making bad decisions, terrible decisions. The Trey Lance pick still has a lot of people up in arms. The Jimmy Garoppolo signing still has a lot of people up in arms. Hell, a lot of people, not a lot of people, but there's a segment of fans who still don't quite trust Brock Purdy yet to be the franchise quarterback. That's still out there. Now, you can call him delusional all you want to, but it's still out there. We still have to see it for another year. That's what some 49er fans are saying. I'm not saying that. The guys play well. Guys played at a high level. I have no problem with Brock Purdy being a starting quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers. Now, when it comes to money next season, we'll see how that looks and whether or not that's going to be, whether or not they overpay him or whatnot. Let's see how this year looks. But there are some people who say, you know what? You traded Buckner and you drafted Kinlaw, and we're still looking for a defensive tackle. The trickle-down effect of taking Solomon Thomas, that's still affecting his team. You trade Buckner, you don't trade Armstead, now they're all gone. Thomas, Kinlaw, Buckner, and freaking Armstead. But have they done enough to earn your trust? And when it comes to earning your trust, it means living with the fact that they may trade Brandon Ayuk. And Brandon Ayuk may be looking for $30 million a year. He may be looking for $50 million guaranteed, $70 million guaranteed. Who the hell knows the number? But if they decide to trade Brandon Ayuk, have they done enough to earn your trust? Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch. Now, there's a lot of executives that have left, right? Rand Carthon's now in Tennessee. Adam Peters is now in Washington. You've lost multiple assistant coaches. Robert Saleh, D'Amico Ryans, Mike McDaniel, Hal Slowick is down there in Houston. He's calling that offense.
Steve Wilks.
There you go. Steve Wilks, who's not, doesn't have a job right now. But a lot of people will say maybe Adam Peters was the guy. So that's why this draft is so important. Lynch has to put his stamp on it. There's no Adam Peters. There's no Rand Carthon. We're all going to be looking at him when it comes to this draft pick saying, this is your draft, John Lynch. There's no doubt about it. You're the man. There's no question marks on whether or not, oh, is Ayuk and Lynch guy or a Peters guy or a Shanahan guy. No. It's Lynch and Shanahan. But have they done enough to earn your trust? Have they done enough? Because there's some people who say, nah, they haven't. And this Ayuk decision could make people jump off that ledge and say, oh, man, they've lost me. They're done.
Let me ask you this one. Just hypothetically, they score a touchdown and Mahomes doesn't at the end of that Super Bowl, or they hold Mahomes after getting the field goal in overtime and they win the Super Bowl. Is there any question or are people still losing their minds regarding Brandon Ayuk being traded? Or do we trust them more or less because of a couple of plays difference?
I think so. I think. There's no question about it. We're like Lynch and Shanahan. They're gods out here. Shanahan wins one Super Bowl. If he would have won that Super Bowl last season, people would have placed him ahead of George Seifert. That's how big that moment was. That's how big that game was. He would have placed him above George Seifert. John Lynch could have done no wrong. And whether or not they trade Brandon, now you think people would have been like, you know what? That's fine. We'll find somebody else. We've got a Super Bowl. Why pay him?
I hear you. I think you're right. I would push back and be like, God, the margins are so thin. Think of how good they were, and they came up just slightly short because the margins are so thin. A bounce here, a bounce there, and all of a sudden now you give them all the credibility in the world. Like, to me, I think they've more than earned it. I just look at their track record the last 3 years in particular, and just the body of work overall and what they inherited, and they've built one of the best rosters in the game, and there's misses, and there's some big misses, but for all the misses, there's also random ones like Talanoa Hufanga, who came out of nowhere lately and was an All-Pro. Aaron Banks, who was an excellent selection that they sat on that we didn't think would even be able to play. And then I think like the random ones, like kind of more under the radar, like Colton McKivitz. They were right about that.
Yep.
Jake Brendel out of nowhere. They were right about that. I didn't even know who those guys were.
What about Diamondor Lenore, fifth round pick?
Another guy who's going to have to get paid at the end of this year, right? Or wants to get paid.
Elijah Mitchell, sixth round pick.
Exactly. Like, there's, we can go up and down. I mean, look, The kicker pick was scrutinized. And at the end of the year, the kicker wasn't a problem.
No, he was great. I mean, I'm laughing. Jake Moody and Mitch Wisnowski.
It wasn't a problem.
You got kickers for the next 10 years.
I mean, in this Super Bowl, just think about this. They win that Super Bowl. That was an argument Juwan Jennings could have been the Super Bowl MVP. He's a seventh-round pick.
Yep.
You know, so I struggle when the margins are so thin and you're so close to the ultimate goal to say that they have zero credibility when you've clearly built one of the most successful organizations in the sport.
Yep. 888-957-9570. It's well said there. They've hit on these low round picks, the kicker situation. I remember Wisnowski when he got drafted, everybody was losing their mind. I'm thinking, I like taking punters and kickers in the middle of the rounds. If they're good, I know I got a player for the next 10 years.
Absolutely.
I got control of a player who I know can kick, can trust. And I think Jake Moody will still have his naysayers.
He was shaky, but in the Super Bowl,
250-plus yard kicks.
And in the rain in both the Green Bay and the Detroit game.
No doubt. He bounced back in the second
half. Why are you smiling?
Kicks. I'm just because everyone's going to think of the PAT that was missed, blocked.
That was
That was huge.
That was massive.
I mean,
that was massive.
It's also offensive line.
Yeah. Offensive line.
Dude.
888-957-9570. The trust with Shanahan and Lynch. Is it there for you? And two, Brandon Ayuk. Because that's, you know, we see the video last night, Shasky. He's dancing. After Amon-Ra St. Brown gets a $77 million contract. I know, Loveman. I know.
Make sure you don't miss
I know. Pick it up on the other side. God forbid. It's coming up in a game brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises. I'll get to my point about Brandon Ayuk and Lynch Shanahan coming up on the other side as it is draft day. What will the Niners do?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.